Hello and welcome to HandyLink, sponsored by the Italian-Canadian Handy Capable Association. I'm your host, Cam Wells. The first segment of our show, I'll be chatting with Cynthia Ryan from the Vestibular Disorders Association. So tell me a little bit about the Vestibular Disorders Association.
This is Vestibular Disorders Association. We also are known as VIDA. We're a nonprofit organization. We're based in the United States, but we do have a worldwide reach. And our mission is to inform, support, and advocate for the vestibular community. And for those people who aren't familiar with the term vestibular, it refers to the human body's balance system, which includes the inner ear. It includes our visual system and includes what's called the proprioceptive system, or how the feet touch the ground and give us the sense of where we are in space. And all together, those systems work together to give us our sense of balance when those systems are out of order, either due to illness or injury. It can cause people to become dizzy or disoriented. Some people experience a spinning sensation known as vertigo. Other people will get ringing in the ears that becomes constant, known as tinnitus. There are actually quite a number of different types of vestibular disorders, and they all have different symptoms, the commonality being that they're affecting the human body's balance system. And interestingly, you know, it's an invisible disease because it's not visible to others from the outside. So people with vestibular disorders, while they're profoundly impacted, oftentimes other people don't recognize that they are having problems, and so they discount them. It's very difficult for people to get recognition for vestibular disorders, and they're very difficult to diagnose because there are lots of reasons that a person can be dizzy, for example. There can be non-vestibular related illnesses that cause a person to become dizzy. So it can often take up to, you know, many years and visiting many different doctors and specialists for a person with a vestibular disorder to receive a diagnosis and then to begin to receive treatments that can help them to learn to cope with the disorder.